Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio. This is your wellness radio for both Mexicali and Imperial Valley. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. We're glad you have joined us. If you missed our first half of the show, don't worry. We will recap you just in a short bit what it's all about. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
We're going to say it all backwards, right?
Exactly.
Ready?
No, but, I mean, if they missed it and they like it, they can always go also to our podcast.
Absolutely. Welcome back. Again, email address wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us if you have any questions for us. If you have any questions for any of the Recovery Month people, whether it's suicide prevention people or alcohol and drug recovery, including today's guest, Susan Ireland, please email us. Again, wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. That's right. You say it long enough, you actually remember it.
Yeah, and we have Susan Ireland. She is the queen of smart recovery.
She's the Southern California Desert Region Regional Coordinator for Smart Recovery. How many regional coordinators does Smart have?
Well, we have some from New Zealand, South Africa, Australia.
It's an international agency.
Yes, international agency. We have four here in California, San Diego, L.A., Northern California, and then me. For the rest of California, and then we have two for Arizona. One is me, and the other one is another person.
Tell us a little bit. What are you going to be doing soon? You're going to be taking a trip.
I'm going to the National Smart Recovery Conference, celebrating their 20th anniversary. So Smart is still young, but it's in Washington, D.C., and we're going to do a conference, and it's going to be teaching me different types of tools and techniques. We're going to have guest speakers. And the president of Smart Recovery. It's going to be exciting.
I thought when you said the president, it got President Obama.
No, the president of Smart Recovery.
Maybe somehow, does Smart Recovery advocate or do any type of lobbying or something, trying to get more funding to get treatment? You know, just, I think that's important. You know, more money to being
yeah, what do you
be diverted
do you
to
like sell t-shirts? How do you get money?
Treatment and prevention, you know, just...
Actually, since we're a nonprofit, we just, we go out and do fundraisers. We do get collections inside of our group, for the materials. We do just random things online. There's a lot of, outreach online to gain money. As far as in our communities, we go to the different colleges, public defender's office, district attorney's office, and we ask for donations.
So there really is no connection to government. You're not getting any health care money. You're not getting any sort of government funding, per se.
No, none at all.
Not even grants?
We could if we wanted to.
Right.
But that's too much paperwork.
Well, no. That too.
That too, very
well, you
true.
Retain your independence as an organization,
yes.
Right? I mean, that's
yes, and since I'm running under Smart Recovery, I can't go and file for a grant under Smart Recovery. So we go ahead and just get donations from different agencies, and that's how we're funded.
Yeah, you've got some benefactors. You've got some, ultimately, if sometimes billionaires have to recover.
Yes.
And if you've got billionaires recovering and their their tax man says they need to give somebody some money, you get that, right?
Yeah.
So you've got that piece too. Good. Welcome back.
Yeah, and then we have judges support. So
here locally?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah. And, well, in San Diego, we have judges support. And so a lot of our funding. And our biggest supporter is Imperial County Behavioral Health. Well, for our Smart Recovery Imperial Valley. They help out providing rooms and materials for us to facilitate our groups with.
Is there a benefit to the county? I mean, do you see where county agencies have a reason to support Smart Recovery?
I find it, very beneficial for them because if not, there's no other choices, no other options. For behavioral health needs, we do have a co-occurring facilitator that is... actually facilitates the group.
Co-occurring so meaning?
Suffering from a mental illness and suffering from a substance abuse or an addictive behavior.
Not so uncommon, by
yeah.
the way, right?
Not so uncommon. Her rooms at her groups are actually the biggest groups out of all the groups.
Wow.
And, Yeah, so we do have that group, and that's for behavioral health clients. And then we have for probation, we have certain probationer groups. For adolescents, we do have adolescent groups. For young adults, we have young adult groups.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.